back in August, I had the very good fortune to have as my house guest, none other than my colleague and friend from Edmonton, Roman Bretan, and his UVic-bound daughter. And they stayed with me for a couple of days. And while he was here, I had the presence of mind to sit him down in front of a tape recorder and talk a little bit about some of the exciting developments on his show, Radio Journal in Edmonton. It's nice to have you here, Roman, and thanks for coming on and talking to us about what's going on.
Well, thanks for the invitation. It's great to be here.
So you've got all kinds of neat stuff going on. Your office has recently moved.
Yeah, we moved the radio station. We're actually in downtown Edmonton now in a heritage building. It's the old Hudson's Bay building on Jasper Avenue. And it's the same building where Omni Television works. So it's allowed us to really look at a lot of projects that we can do jointly and, mm-hmm. and develop together. I mean, in many ways, our goals are similar, obviously, working with the ethnic and multicultural community. So that's really begun to work nicely, because just to be able to run over to them just up the hall, you know, and, mm-hmm. and bounce ideas around and look at options and things is really fantastic. Plus, it's nice to be in the central part of town.
Oh, okay, that's the difference.
Well, we're actually, we you know, being the ethnic guy, we're actually on Jasper Avenue, and we have sliding doors in our main studio, which faces Jasper Avenue. So during the summertime, we're able to even open those up, which means people walking by, you know, they hear the party music, and awesome. We're actually, yeah, it's like right there. People can drop in and say hello. So it's a lot of fun, a lot more interactive.
Oh, yeah, that sounds great. Yeah. So you've got some new stuff going on then with these new opportunities. What are some of the things that you're up to?
Well, one thing that I've been hoping to do for a very long time is arrange to do some live sessions with artists. You know, we keep getting these artists that come through town. They play Zabavas or... they'll play a concert and they're gone. We might be able to get them in for an interview, but just to be able to discuss their music in a more intimate setting and have them even play something possibly for us, there really wasn't a great opportunity to do that. But now there is, which is using the facilities of City TV and Omni, where we are. We're able to have a joint project that's both great for radio and television. And that is, we started a series of intimate sessions that we're calling World Music Circle. And basically that involves kind of the unplugged concept, which is, I'll give you a concrete example. Our first guest was Maria Burmaca, because she happened to be coming through as a part of the Centennial Pioneer train that Ambassador Ostash had arranged earlier this year. So she was an artist on the train who knew she'd be in town. And we proposed a session, which would be to invite a couple of dozen people into the studio, create a very intimate, small atmosphere where she can sit with an acoustic guitar. I can sit on a stool and talk to her. And in between, she'll play four of her songs, and we have an excellent 20-25 minute little show that really has, you know, a very different kind of level of communication than, say, a formal interview just mm-hmm. in the studio. That allows then Omni to use that, in this case, on programs like Svito Hlad, if they wish, and it allows us to broadcast it, and we've posted it. You can see it online now, as a matter of fact, that session. At our website, which is worldfm.ca, on the events page. So that's just the first one. We just finished a session now with Teresa Sukirka. So we tailored that to her, which is we let her do an English song of her own composing. She composed, she does her own songwriting, so she did that. And her others were, of course, Ukrainian, but we spoke in English. So sometimes it'll be bilingual, sometimes it'll be totally Ukrainian. You know, we'll kind of see how we go. And in terms of the broader picture for the radio station, we'll certainly look at other artists for the various programs, you know, German mm-hmm. artists, Italian artists, Spanish mm-hmm. artists, that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. So, but we kicked off the first two projects were Ukrainian, and they've gone off very well. I'm really happy about them.
Mm-hmm. Well, having seen one with Maria Burmaca, I definitely can see why, and looking forward to seeing more of them. So has anybody else, is this like a pioneering concept? Has anybody else done anything like this in Canada?
You know, I haven't seen it. I don't think that these circumstances present themselves very often. Mm. You know, it's nice to be in a situation where we do have that that link up, that media link up. You know, with a television station. Most ethnic radio stations are privately owned, and as a result, they're sort of standalone. So it makes it a little bit difficult on that end. So it's an opportunity that, you know, sort of, it'd be criminal, I think, not to take advantage of it. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't think at this level. In fact, it's interesting you asked that, because Maria Burmaca herself, she liked the format so much that she asked me as soon as it's ready to let her know, because she said she wants to show it to her management company, because she says in Ukraine nobody's really doing that sort of thing right now.
Oh.
So she wants to suggest that they should, you know, get series like that up. But I mean, that concept, which we all know through, you know, MTV Unplugged and that sort of thing, is great, because you get to know, I think since that kind of concept has come into popular music, you get to know those artists on a completely different sort of level, that sort of laid back, you know, relaxed level. They're really just chatting specifically about their music. They're not selling anything. They're not, you know, there to be all hyped about a concert that's coming up or anything else. It's just a chance to talk about where you've come from, where you're going, you know, what's going on, that sort of thing. Yeah.
You're looking forward to more of that.
Absolutely. And actually, I can let your listeners know that the other thing that we're hoping to do in a similar kind of fashion is have an intimate conversation with Premier Stelmach, because, of course, he's stepping down. And it'll be a good chance, I hope, to get him in the studio and just to go one-on-one, you know, sort of in. Everybody else will be covering his premier, you know, the highlights of his leadership and that sort of thing. But about the man, you know, where he came from, the little farm kid that made good, that whole story, side of the story.
Yeah, the singer in the choir.
Yeah, the stuff that we want to hear about, you know, the Nash side of the thing, right? So, that's next.
Great. Okay, well, you'll be keeping us posted when all these come out, of course.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and we'll be doing that for the listeners on this program and also on the blog, so looking forward to that. So one more thing with your program that's changed is, unfortunately, you don't have program archives anymore.
Right.
So when can people catch you if they want to catch you live?
You have to catch us live. You can catch us streaming live, but still it has to be while we're on the air, and that's 6 to 7 p.m. Mountain Time. Well, 7 days a week, essentially. Sundays are, there are a couple of religious programs, but we work with them. So they're, you know, they're kind of close to our show as opposed to just something imported. So in essence, it's fair to say that 7 days a week you can catch a Ukrainian program. We hope to find a way to bring back the archives at the very least. I know that one way or another I'm going to find a way to begin to post the specialty items that we do. If we do have a feature interview, if we do have, you know, a special on something or whatever, at least post those so that people can tune in, can find it, listen to it at their convenience. But you used to be able to hear the entire show, but unfortunately that's just not, right at the moment, we don't have that option.
Okay, well, so we can, but still, it's a daily show, so that's great too. At some point you can catch the show. Do you have different themes on different days?
No, there aren't. There are a couple of specialty items that happen because they're sponsored features. For instance, on Thursdays we have a feature called Economica e Business, so it's more about the economic side of Ukraine, or we do profiles, for instance, on Ukrainian businessmen and that sort of thing. The show is an hour long, and as a commercial radio station, that really means about 50 minutes of program of material. With a daily newscast, with always trying to throw in some news and some additional sort of in-depth current affairs. Unfortunately, I've had to drop a lot of things that we used to do when we were doing a 90-minute show and at one point a 2-hour show, things like a children's corner and a comedy corner and that sort of thing. And there are some, you know, fingers crossed prospects for the program again expanding in length. And if that happens, then I'd love to bring in some original things. For instance, I think in Edmonton, in Alberta in particular, we should have a regular weekly report or feature or profile on the dance community, for instance.
Oh, for sure.
We should be doing something regularly with the bilingual schools, you know. Right now, we do specials every year with them at Christmas and Easter. Schools can book a half hour, and then they come and they do their thing, and we record it and produce it, and we air it. And so they're sitting around Baba and Gido and Chef Datchet, and they can hear it themselves. So that's good. And, you know, they do come in for tours and that sort of thing, but I think we could probably take that to another level. We just need the airtime to be able to do that. And ultimately, you know, cooperation with your program, with other shows. I mean, the world's getting smaller, and the connections, you know, are much easier always. I've had several proposals, and I'm sure you have too, you know, emails. We keep getting them from Ukraine, you know, independent and and companies that want to do something cooperatively, right? Exchange materials, but it's sort of where are you going to put it?
Yeah, that I can certainly relate to that, definitely. Yeah. Well, all kinds of interesting stuff around the corner, though.
Yeah, well, I guess, the one thing we're not doing right now is social media, which we should be, as a radio station. So that might be the next thing in the next year. And I think I would use probably Ukrainian as my guinea pig for that. The first thing we should be doing, for instance, is we should be on Twitter.
I think it's important
that we are, much the way our sister stations that we have at Rogers, Sonic and the Bounds, use it extensively. And it can be just something as simple as, you know, one of the big crimes, I think, is the chances are that you aren't necessarily like Baba and Dido might. You're not going to set aside 6 to 7 p.m. to sit beside your radio religiously and listen to the show.
Exactly.
You're kind of going to catch it if you happen to be in your car. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. it's one of those things that you're glad it's there. But if I asked you, hey, did you catch that thing yesterday? You'd probably say, oh, no, I forgot. And exactly. Or I did miss it. Right. So wouldn't it be great, though, if we've got a Twitter following and people can sign up to it, that I can say, you know, hey, you know, in 15 minutes, I'm interviewing Premier Stelmach on the Ukrainian show. You're much more likely to find a radio and throw it on,
exactly.
Right? And catch it.
Yeah, yeah.
So that kind of auto, it's there at our disposal. Just a matter of taking that extra step and setting it all up. So
yeah.
That's where we'll go next. Possibly Facebook, which might allow us to archive more stuff, mm-hmm. You know. So we'll see what we do. But
okay.
It's all an ongoing process.
Great. Well, keep us posted. And thanks for sharing that with us.
Thanks. My pleasure.
And I was speaking with Roman Britan, producer and host of Radio Journal in Edmonton.